We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time.
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good.
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
Rui, you're in the great state of Texas. We've heard about it all week. So on today's Sunday session, I want you to tell me something unusual about the Lone Star State.
Oh, absolutely, Bill. I can do that. Plus, we'll chat to a former teammate of mine, Aaron Sipos, who he's taken the hard road, but he's now a punter for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's killing it. And speaking of Texas, we've got an idiot song today set to the music of a very famous Texan band.
Oh, there you go. Plus, I'll have a very, very good joke. But it's not about Texas. It's about Abba Dubai Do. You'll go, Ruth.
Was that the joke? Oh, no. Well, next we'll speak to a legend of the AFL 400 gamer, absolute superstar, Shaunie Silk Burgoyne.
Our next guest is one of only five men to have played 400 AFL games.
He's done it all and a true gentleman of our great game.
He's a footy legend, simply known as Silk.
Unmarked on 50, takes a one-step beat the goals. What a champion Sean Burgoyne is. Now get around him from everywhere, Silk.
Please welcome Sean Burgoyne.
Yes, football royalty. We are very, very blessed today to be joined by none other than Sean Burgoyne. Hey, Shaunie, it's been a little bit of time now, a bit of water going under the bridge. I'm sure that realisation that you're actually now an ex-AFL footballer is starting to dawn on you. Can you just be honest with you? How pissed off were you that you actually had to share that final stage with Alistair Clarkson?
Yeah, it would have been nice to go out, you know, all the tension on me. I love sharing the moment with him. I was pretty greedy. I had my 400th a few weeks before against Port Adelaide where the intention was on me, but it was a good last game. And when you consider Bashir Hooley and Dave Ashbury as well from Richmond last games, and the game was a draw. So, it was a weird ending, but, yeah, I was happy to share the spotlight with those guys.
It was a festival of silk, Billy, really, wasn't it, with the 400th in the last game? Well, only fitting, of course, Shaunie. Has it sunk in yet that you actually now are an ex-player?
Yeah, I think it's slowly sinking in. The biggest thing I've had so far is actually I can eat or drink what I want with nothing hanging over my head, worrying about skin folds or
time. It's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope.
I know. So that much. The mental relief about not worrying about that stuff is I really like it. I've been for a couple of jogs, and I woke up the other day, and I went to go for a jog, and it was raining, so I just rolled back over and went to sleep.
Beautiful. I love it. You always play well against the Cats. What do you reckon was your best game? Just one game. What was your best game you played?
My best game? I don't want to pump myself up.
No, you've got to. This is why you're going to do it, mate.
You have to. Ex-players, that's all we've got left, mate.
there were one or two games when I was at Port where I felt like I was playing on ball, where I felt like I was in the sweet spot.
Yeah.
There was a game against West Coast where I had, I don't know, 12 or 13 clearances, 30-odd possessions, few goals. And then there was one against Collingwood where I had about 18 clearances. A couple there against Collingwood, and then I don't know the prelim against Geelong at Hawthorn.
Yes,
yeah, that's the one.
That's a bloody one where you just bobbed up, kicked that goal late.
That's the one.
There's a couple of good games in there, but yeah.
You know what I said, Sean Burgoyne.
I know, it was a great game.
Who gave you the nickname Silk?
Chance Bateman did. I think he was taking the mickey out of me, to be honest, because I rolled in on crutches my first day at Hawthorn. And they were like, look at this banged up thing. We gave two first round draft picks away for this guy on crutches. So then I think he named me Silk, just taking the piss, to be honest.
So that was a Hawthorn nickname. Did you have a nickname when you were at Port?
Yeah, there's so many different nicknames. There was Burger, Junior Burger, Burgo. There was heaps. There was like, I don't know, the fans just come up with so many different ones.
And what did Clarko call you? He didn't call you Silk.
No, he called me Bullet Burgoyne.
Bullet Burgoyne.
He called me Bullet. He had a I don't know about you, Roo, but when you have a coach, they always make up stupid nicknames for players, and they think they're gold, and they will stick with it. So, yeah, I don't know. You've had Ross and some other coaches.
Rossi went through a thing where he refused to call anyone by their nickname. So he just went through a phase where he actually only used players' first names. It was a phase. It lasted about 6 weeks, and he said, no, this is, bloody stupid. I'm going. it wasn't working.
And the big news, Rui, of course, the big signing at Triple M Football for 2022 is none other than Sean Burgoyne. Welcome to the Triple M family, mate.
Thanks, mate. I'm really, really happy to join the team and to call some games over from Adelaide next year. And yeah, very, very excited.
You're going to be like Rue, who signs this big contract, big fanfare. Oh, we got dancing girls and drummers walking through the building. I reckon Rue did three games for us for the year.
Three games.
One. Oh, he only did one. Sorry. He only did one game.
He's hot property. Everyone's missing Rue.
Oh. Piss off, Rabsy.
I said three and Rabsy's
COVID, COVID-related, boys. Just, like a week off last week. Some things are out of our control. Oh. Hey, Shawnee, what's going to be your style? I can see you're going to be the type that would just bring the sledgehammer to players every year.
Bring the sledgehammer. Nah, I'm not too sure. Well, I did some part-time radio calling when I was playing. And obviously, you got to watch what you say about opposition players and teams. So I probably won't have that hanging on over my head at the moment. But I'll actually just I'll find my way. What style is my style? But at the moment, it just be obviously special comments and. Yeah. I'll add one or two things here and there, but I'll wait and see how I go down that path.
Special comments like another Adelaide boy, Greg Blewett, who gives us this goal.
Let's head to Greg Blewett for Bob James Seabass.
Got nothing for you, mate.
Get on your Bluey.
Cross down to him yet. Got nothing for you, mate.
You just got to make something up, don't you, Bill?
Well, you do, Shauno. If we ever come down to you, just say, yeah, oh, the grass is green or something.
Yeah, I think it's a favourite of mine is when a commentator mentions, are the boys wearing the long stops or not?
Yeah, right.
That's always one of my favourites.
Okay, thank you very much, Sean. What a star you have been. I tell you what, a true gentleman, a great family man, respected everywhere, Rui, hasn't he been, this man? And good on you, Shauno.
Superstar, Shauno. Thanks, mate.
See you, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim. Jason's in Doreen. Go, Jace.
Can you believe that, Jace? Just a juvenile man.
A bit of an education session here, Bill, for the Rush Hour family, just on some of the differences between back home in Melbourne and over here that I've noticed. I mean, the first one that smacks you in the face when you land, we're getting close to Halloween, Bill.
Oh.
And they celebrate holidays over here like they are on steroids. We went today to a store, basically a Bunnings for Halloween costumes.
Yes.
I don't know what they do for the other 11 months of the year. I'm not sure it's all that successful business, to be honest. But Halloween, absolutely in full swing over here on steroids. One thing that's really struck me since I was here, and this is new, I've seen people walking, not many, but a couple, walking along the street, just regular citizens, with the gun on the belt, the little handgun.
Like a real handgun.
A proper little handgun. So they've recently passed a new open carry law, which means you can carry a handgun. You need a background check to get a handgun, but you don't need a permit to carry it on your belt. The only requirement is that the gun is carried in a holster attached to a belt or a shoulder holster.
Jeez, I hope you don't go off in the holster.
That would be terrible. But seriously, it's very jarring because, I mean, you couldn't be further from that in Australia with our reform and all of that sort of stuff.
And that's what we think about when you do think about America is guns, unfortunately, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. No, well, yeah, that's one that I've just noticed it a couple of times and thought, gee whiz, that is odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So I did a little bit of research. I'll tell you what, the one thing that they've got absolutely nailed over here, and that is the road rule that you can turn right, they drive on the other side of the road. So for us, it would be left on a red light.
Yes.
So, you know, when you're sitting at a red light and there are just no cars coming.
No.
So you could turn with the traffic and essentially the red light just becomes a giveaway sign.
Yeah.
So it just keeps all the traffic moving. So right on red, it would be left on red for us, I think, is something that should be considered because it's a bloody good rule and it keeps the traffic moving along nice and quickly. And I've just dug a little bit deeper as well. I've just done a little bit of research and I want to break the law while I'm here. So I've looked up some of their little bit more unusual bills, some of their more unusual laws. It is illegal in Texas to shoot buffalo from the second story of a hotel.
Wow.
It's illegal, Bill, to eat your neighbour's garbage without permission. And it's also against the law. You must not milk someone else's cow because that is considered theft. So I think probably at least two of those might apply to you, Bill.
Yes, I like
you
a
can
good
figure
milking.
Out which ones.
I like the milking. I don't worry about that. It is a weird joint when you some of the. Hey, how did your kids go? Because you spoke about, I think, Monday they were going to school, and the big thing that got us was no uniform. And you don't take your lunch.
Yeah, no uniform. So the lunch thing's come back to bite James today because they had pizza yesterday, which I think was a Monday thing. So we thought he was going to roll in today and double down on the pizza. He got in the car. He said, "I'm so hungry." The food was absolutely terrible. He didn't say shit house, but if he knew it, he would have. He said it was terrible. So the uniform one's a killer.
Yeah.
They've only been two mornings, and both mornings we've had arguments about what they were wearing. So they need to fix that one up. But, I mean, it is an awesome joint. The cost of living, affordability is all great. The opportunities over here.
Yep.
And just the atmosphere and the culture. I mean, very, very friendly place, a lot of fun. You'd fit in well over here, Bill.
Oh, I'd love to go to a bar and just go, couple of beers, thanks, mate, and just be a
mate,
real
they'll be all over you.
Oh, yeah.
All over you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim.
What are you, Bill?
Do you know how many peoples yell out to me?
How many peoples?
Our next guest played 28 AFL games, but is now in the big time of the NFL, punting for the Philadelphia Eagles.
As Sipas, that's a good-looking punch today. And he drops another one inside the 10. What an NFL debut from Aaron Sipas.
Before he and the Eagles take on the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday, please welcome Aaron Sipas.
Sipas, good to have you with us, Aaron. It's a long way from the days at St Kilda, leading out and clunking a few, six seasons at St Kilda. And, mate, you've made the transition. I must say, it's absolutely stunning. Your first game 6 weeks ago was a beauty. Six games into your career, we hope it's a long one. How's it been so far, mate?
Yeah, it's been quite a journey, and it's been absolutely incredible. The process to get over here has been a bit of a long one, but it's been great fun at the moment, and thoroughly enjoy what I've been doing. And hopefully the stats can keep going higher, and continue to play some good football.
What about in the change rooms? The dynamics there? Do you have all the punters or you Aussies over there, and do you have the big quarterbacks on all the dough? They are over there, and do you actually get on like the Aussie rules, like down there at Seaford? Do you all get on?
It's a little bit different. It is a little bit different compared to the AFL kind of area. Like, Rui had a thoroughly good career and played for a long time, but I still think we got a coffee a few times, which is nice. Whereas I don't think I've even sat down for lunch with Jalen Hurts yet or anyone like that. So it's just a different dynamic. Everybody kind of goes in and gets their business done, and offense and defense is so different to where I obviously play. So you spend a lot more time with the two or three guys that you play in a similar position with and kind of go from there.
Well, what about some of the other differences, mate? You're obviously you're playing against the Las Vegas Raiders this week in the shiny new stadium they've got there. What about like flying private and AFL players, they get on a domestic airline, and they might be sitting next to someone that barracks for them or despises them, and you get a comment.
Crying
must
kids.
Be so different.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, obviously you've done the trip from Australia to America, and you have the big jumbo planes that you kind of get to hop on and do that. And we have one of them just all to ourselves, which is kind of nice. So you do get to sit in some pretty nice seats to kind of make sure you're nice and relaxed going into the game, which is handy. I don't even know if I know how to go through a normal airport anymore, because I'm kind of just going through that a few times, which is pretty cool. That sounds terrible of me. But,
mate, we're in lockdown here. We get out tonight in Melbourne, and you're bloody going on private planes. What about the diets? Linesmen or whatever they are, the big boys, can they eat whatever they want, and then you're on a different diet?
Basically, I mean, I'm not on a strict diet as what I used to be. I probably wasn't good at that back then either, but the linesmen can kind of do whatever they want now. I mean, they're just big dudes just eating two plates for lunch, dinner, breakfast, just doing everything to make sure they kind of keep on the weight. Yeah. So it's pretty funny to watch.
Perfect. That's a pearl. Hey, hey,
you'd fit in well, Bill. You can get over there and block. And Zibbo, talk to us about Philadelphia. There's been a lot of talk recently about Philly. I mean, in particular with Ben Simmons in the news. So I was talking to a few mates today that are right into their sports. I reckon Philly is the toughest sports town in America. In that they eat their own if it's not going well, and you know, clearly passionate, but they can get frustrated. And what's it like being in a town like Philadelphia that is so sports crazy? And is there any chance you can go and just grab Ben Simmons for a coffee, fellow Australian, and just straighten him up a little bit?
Exactly.
I don't think Ben Simmons wants to talk to anybody at the moment, by the sounds of it. So he's not
big news. Like what's the feeling?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, is that he's obviously wanted to do his own thing, and it's obviously a bit disappointing for the 76ers because they've invested a lot of time and effort into him. But as you said about the Philly fans, I think if he comes back in and gets his name called out over the announcers to saying that he's coming back in for game two, I think there'd be some serious boos going on, no matter, you know, even if he is wearing the 76ers jersey. That's how passionate and, you know, it's amazing, to be honest. I know that we're not going well enough in our games. They're booing us for sure. We're down 17-0 going into the halftime. They're giving us a hard time. There's no doubt about that. So there's some chants around the stadium, 75,000 all yelling out and saying, "You need to be better," or "run the ball," or something like that. It's outrageous. But at the same time, you probably got to enjoy their passion, and that probably makes you want to play a little bit better too. So hopefully I don't ever have to worry about that too much, and I'm just going out there doing my thing, and hopefully other guys are doing their job too.
No, you're going all right, mate. You've played six games and you've had 14 kicks or 14 punts. And Rui said, "Well, nothing much has changed since the St Kilda days."
I said, "Shut up, Bill."
I said, "You can't say that, Rui."
To be honest, he's not wrong. So it's unbelievable.
Don't believe him.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blokes that have won the Brownlow before, like Robert Diplomenico and
Robert
course,
who?
Diplomenico.
Well, you do this occasionally sometimes, Bill. When I've tuned in, I've heard this, the idiot song that you've done, you know, every now and then, and it goes well. Everyone loves it, the idiot song. Well, I thought, given the week we've had, the Texas Education all week, so we thought we'd put a Texas flavour. So I've gone to a few of my buddies over here, a couple of my ranch partners that I get out and wrangle cattle with, shoot them up style, and we've put a little bit of a Texas flavour on the idiot song. Oh. All the people over here want to know is, what is it like working with the man, the one and only Billy Brownless? Everywhere I get stopped on the street, they want to know, what's it like working with Bill?
G'day, Nico. Hi to you all, actually.
A nice start.
Google Box. Google Boxes. Or Google Boxes. Hey, Google. Goggle Boxes. Hard to say that. I got asthma. Jump in when you want. Which AFL team did Adam Chera play for in 2022?
Freo.
Oh, no. But you said did play for, so you stitched him up a bit.
You slaughtered this.
Righto, here we go, Freddie. Which AFL team will Adam Chera play for in 2022? Eddie?
Adelaide.
Oh, no. What's his name in Senator?
Incentivise. Oh.
Serendipitous. Guess what? They had to re-sign. Or resign. They didn't re-sign, they resigned. Come on, Billy. What's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi? Dubai doesn't show the Flintstones. Even Flintstones. But Dubai does.
You butchered every part of that.
Some of your best stuff there. I'm not sure ZZ Top, Rabsy. I'm not sure ZZ Top would be too
I'm not sure they'd be too happy to be associated with some of that absolute rubbish out of your mouth, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you collect unusual? Right. Salt and pecker. Oh.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Hump Day Quiz. Billy Brownless here, and Nick Revolt, the judge, is over there in America. Have you been involved in one of these great quizzes, Rui?
Yes, Bill, when I was co-hosting with you, you probably can't remember. That's all right.
That's
earlier
all right.
In the year.
When he said it was
deal.
A great privilege.
Great privilege to have Nick Revolt on board, of course, and called one game of footy after we signed him on big, big dollars. But we're lucky enough to have two very good guests on today, and one of them is all the way from the Docklands. G'day, Ash.
Hey, Benz. How we going?
Oh, Benz. How are you, mate? What's happening in the Docklands?
Oh, nothing. Just sitting on the balcony enjoying the sun.
Right, are you ready to go Friday? What's the first thing you're going to do Friday?
Pub for a frothy, mate.
Oh, one off the tap. Nice, nice. Are you all over the Texas and worldly? How's your general knowledge?
I think I've got you covered, probably.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard. Thank you, Ash. You're going to win this. And we go to Bacchus Marsh. The great Doug Hawkins down there. G'day, Eddie.
G'day, Billy. How are you, mate?
What are you doing in the marsh?
I'm just chilling out in the sun, mate, just ready to head back to work.
Oh, what do you do, Ed?
I'm a waterproofer.
A what? A waterproofer? What is a waterproofer?
We waterproof bathrooms and balconies and all that, Billy, so they don't leak before the tiles go down.
Oh, well, he walked out in the big dams or something. So, but isn't that called a corker or something? What's that called? It's called a
we do a bit of that too, a bit of cork, and just sealing up gaps and that sort of thing, mate, just to stop the water, you know, getting in through. And
all right, Ed, we know what you do now. Shut up. Righto, Ash, you're Ash, and guess what, Eddie? Guess what you are?
What?
Eddie.
Eddie.
I can't believe Eddie said what? Little waterproof.
Ash is paying $1.10.
Righto, here we go, boys. Rui is the judge. He's over in Houston. He's going to judge it. Here we go. Jump in when you want. Which AFL team did Adam Chera play for in 2022? Which team, Willie?
Oh. Yeah,
Freo.
Oh, no. But you said did play for, so you stitched him up a bit.
You slaughtered this.
Righto, here we go, Freddie. Which AFL team will Adam Chera play for in 2022? Eddie?
Adelaide.
Oh, what's the answer?
Well, it's Carlton.
Yeah.
And Ash,
goodness me.
I reckon Ash would have gone with it if you read the question outright. So, righto, number two. Who is this contestant on Celebrity MasterChef?
Being an athlete, I do have a competitive streak.
Ash. Eddie.
And I want to win.
Eddie.
Ash.
Eddie.
Ash.
Thorpey.
Ian Thorpe. Actually, I think we got him on Friday, Rue. That'll be good to have a chat to the great man.
Yes, great man, Thorpey. Yep. Right. 1-0.
Eh?
1-0.
Oh, sorry.
1-0. That's the score, Bill.
1-0. I'd go 1-0 or something, not 1-0.
I haven't listened to you.
Number three.
God, goodness, mate. Just read it outright.
Who has the larger population, boys? Texas or Australia?
Eddie.
Ash.
Eddie.
Eddie, I think. Yep.
Eddie.
Australia.
No. Ash.
Texas.
Can you believe Texas has 29 million people and Australia has 25.6 million people? So your little state over there, Roo, has got more than Australia in it.
What's big joint, Bill.
What's the score, Roo?
Fit you in it. 2-0, Bill.
Better.
Tipping, I'm not getting the next one.
Ash has heard the quiz before. Righto, you ready, Eddie?
I'm ready, mate.
Ready, setty, Eddie. Name this famous Texan TV show. Eddie?
Eddie, I heard Eddie.
Hang on, it sounds like Bonanza.
Yes!
Yay! Well done, Eddie.
Score?
Thank you.
Hey, Bill, it's 2-1, Bill.
Well done, yep. Boys, in the T20 World Cup, what country was the cricketer from who took a double hat-trick?
Ash. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
He's apologised.
Apologised for answer. Righto, Ash, what was it?
Ireland.
Yes.
Ireland, yes, the answer.
There we go. So 2-1, well done. Are we going to keep
rolling?
There we go. Audio question. You got it, Raps?
What is going on?
Fill in the missing words.
Houston.
We have a problem.
Who was that?
Eddie.
He's back. 2-all. 2-1 to go.
Oh, we've lost control.
Righto. I've got a flying one here. What is the new NRL team that will join the competition in 2023, Ash?
Redcliffe Dolphins.
Oh, he's too good. Too good, Ash. Well done,
well
to
done
you.
Ash.
Well done. He deserved that.
Last month, the Demons were crowned AFL Premiers.
There it is. Melbourne break the drought.
And last weekend, the USA crowned its footy champions as the Austin Crows won the US AFL Nationals. Here to tell us all about it, please welcome Stephen Barr and Nolan Cox.
Oh, what about these two superstars? Fresh off the back of a three-peat, if you don't mind. Don't worry about breaking a 50-odd-year drought, Melbourne Demons fans. These boys are proper stars. 6 out of the last 8 as well, if you don't mind. US National Championships from the Austin Crows. Nolan and Steph, how are you boys? Still celebrating hard?
Rui, Bill, yeah, feeling it a little bit today, but it's it was a very enjoyable weekend. And top performer is our other guest here, Nolan. So, we're feeling it, mate.
Hey, well done. And then just go through, the Austin Crows defeated the New York Magpies 10-8, 68 to 2-2, 14. Nice win there. But I love, Rui's over there in America, but you got some weird names. But the championships were held at the Onion Creek Soccer Complex, the old Onion Creek Soccer Complex. How was it? How many there? Tell us all about it, Nolsey.
Yeah, there'd be a couple thousand people there. Probably there was about 45 clubs from all over the country. So coast to coast. And we had 4 men's divisions, 2 women's divisions. So I think about 55 games total in all. And we were able to come out on top of the Division I in the men's side. So, yeah, pretty exciting weekend all around.
Well, what's the standard like, Steph? You've obviously grown up in Victoria. You played footy all over the place, I'm assuming. How good is the actual standard in that Division I where you guys won it?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think what's unique is you've probably got a handful of players who could really hold their own and all have had experience. Tommy Bug played for LA on the weekend. So there's a handful of guys there that have got some serious talent. I find it really hard to compare because I think with the rules and the way they are, you have to have a maximum of 9 Australians on the field. So half the players on the field have to be Aussie. And that's like a rule. So I think it's a really good standard and I think it's constantly improving, but I always find it really hard to compare, mate.
Hey, Nolan, you are the brother of Mason Cox, of course, and you were best on ground. Well done there. You obviously play in the ruck?
Play a little bit in the ruck, yeah, and then some centre-half forward. So, had a pretty good weekend. Won the majority of the hitouts and was able to get forward for a couple goals in the final. So, did all right.
And Mason was there too.
Mason was there, yeah, and so was our other brother, Austin. He plays for the Seattle club, so family was all out there. Mom and dad made the trip down from Dallas, so big weekend for the boys. But Mace was the one that presented all the trophies and medals and everything, so I got to have him present the BOG for the final, which was a kind of a cool experience.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Here in America.
And so, mate, Nolan, have you gotten into it because obviously Mason, made the cross over to Australia to pursue a career, or was it something? Look, sort of around the time that he came to Collingwood that you started to get an interest in?
Yeah, I never heard of the sport until he got recruited at Collingwood. And I got recruited by the US, or I guess the AFL in general. And like we ended up making that trip over together when he was getting recruited. And I was really just looking for a group of guys to watch games with and ended up stumbling across this whole competition in the US and figured I'd come out for a kick. And then next thing you know, I'm in the ruck getting bashed up every weekend and enjoying it.
You obviously play the Nationals every year, but within your sort of community, how do you sort of occupy your time within those Australians that want to have a kick every weekend? Like, do you just get together and train, or what do you do?
yeah, organise training and try and run it as much as we can like a club back home. And I think that's what's special for the Aussies here is we try and create an environment that feels like a footy club. And Nolan can probably speak to this. He played a Div 1 NCAA level. And basically in the US, once you're a college athlete and you turn 22 years old, it all stops if you don't make the big time. And I think having a community sport and being able to engage and involve US people in the game of footy and create that club environment is really special. And so we do our best just to try and run it like any club back home. And I think that's what really, genuinely bonds us and that's what we love.
Is there any money in it?
No, Bill. Sorry, mate.
Oh, geez, I'm not going there.
It costs some money.
It costs you money, I would have thought, for some sort of fees. Yeah. But we got some audio here of you boys after your big win, of course, and you got in there, and you are called the Crows. So let's have a listen to the Austin Crows. That's terrible, boys. But I did see you had the Mad Monday. That was fantastic, all dressed up, and everyone had a crack there.
Yeah, we got the fans going and everything. So, yeah, it was a big day. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, so, awesome work, boys. Hey, I'll try and drag Bill over maybe next year, and I don't know, maybe squeeze us in Ford Pocket or something like that.
Like I like it. Always welcome.
Always welcome.
Good on you, boys. Well done.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill.
When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
What do you call a judge with no balls? Justice.
I don't know.
Justice Willie. Just his Willie. Oh, that's terrible. Wow. Gosh.
He had all week. He had all week, Rosie.
He's had a week off.
A week off.
No.
Yeah, a weekend. That's 2 days and a week. So you've had, he has 9 days.
And no Friday show. So 10 days.
What's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi? Again. Dubai doesn't show the Flintstones, even Flintstones, but Dubai does.
You butchered every part of that.
I'm just reading it for the first time, Brad.
You've said it on air before.
So I have never seen it before,
Brad. Abadaboo.
No, shut up. Go to bed.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.